Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
I want to say today that life is a journey divided into different seasons. Now, what is a season? Well, a season is an appointed time that exists for a specific period of duration. And the Bible says that God governs the seasons of our lives. In Psalm 31 and verse 14, it says, "But as for me, I trust in you, O Lord. I say you are my God. My times are in your hands." And our times are in God's hands. Your birth date and the time of your departure was determined by God according to his purpose and his plan for you. And Psalm 139 and 16 says, "You saw me before I was born, and every day of my life was recorded in your book. Every moment was laid out before a single day had passed." And that should be comforting to you as a child of God. Why? Because as a Christian, no person, no demon in hell, no sickness, no accident, nothing can take your life without God's approval. See, what you need to understand is before you were born, there was a plan for your life. Come on, repeat it after me. Before I was born, God planned my life, and I am here with an eternal purpose. Give God some praise if you believe that. Well, you should, because it's true. See, your purpose sustains your life. Now, there is a divine plan and purpose that you were meant to accomplish, and that is why you are here. And guess what? Only you can abort your mission from God. No one else can do it. Why? Because that was his plan. God is a perfect gentleman. He doesn't make you do anything, but he had a plan, and he has a plan, and his plan is a good plan, and it's one of blessing, fulfillment, and promotion for your life if you'll just stick to the plan. The Bible tells us in Jeremiah 29 and 11, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord." The interesting thing about it is he doesn't share everything with you. He just gives you bit by bit, line upon line, precept upon precept. You find out, this is the direction God wants me to go by the gifts that he's given me. And now, every step of the way, God continues to unveil something new about my purpose, the plan, the timing, the seasons. It's an exciting life if you just really embrace it. The Bible says that the Lord says they are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future filled with hope. Now listen, folks, God expects you to discover, to focus, and to pursue your assignment that he's given you. You are not here just because. You are here because God sent you here. In Jeremiah 33, it says, in verse 2, it says, "This is what the Lord says, the Lord who made earth, who formed it and established it, whose name is the Lord. He says to us, ask me and I will tell you remarkable secrets that you do not know about things to come." He's talking about your future. God is saying, come to me to discover your purpose. Come to me to find out what I have planned for your future. And God's plan for your life is divided into different seasons. And that's why we must learn to identify new seasons to cooperate with God's established timing. In Ephesians 5 and 17, "Wherefore, be not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is." Listen, if we don't understand our seasons of change, we could cause a delay, we could resist, and we could even fight against God's plans. Truth be told, many of us have done that already. And as a result, we can hinder the things that are for our blessings. We can hinder the things that are for our promotion. We can hinder our success because we're fighting against God rather than cooperating with Him in a new season. Israel didn't understand their new season. They were slaves and they were delivered from Egypt, but immediately they went into a wilderness. From slavery to a wilderness, they said, oh, no, you don't. We're supposed to be delivered. What is going on here? But see, we have to understand God's ways. See, the wilderness always precedes the promise. Humility always precedes promotion. Submission to God always precedes prosperity. It's important for us to understand God's ways. We've got to understand what God is doing. We've got to understand what happens in a season so that we understand how to cooperate with God. Let me give you a verse in Proverbs 22:4. It says, true humility and reverence for the Lord leads to riches, honor, and long life. So it starts with humility. Listen, folks, you got to understand this about God. He has thoughtfully established His plan for your success. Like I said, He established it before your birth. He didn't ask your permission. He was making sure that nothing was wrong, that it was going to all happen the way He knew would happen for your best. That's why He didn't ask for your opinion. You need to understand this. And again, God's ways are not our ways, but we can read His word and understand His ways. That the way up with God is actually down. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15 and 33, before honor is always humility. Now, the seasons that God has appointed are to develop you to receive your spiritual inheritance of promotion in life. We're going to talk about Abraham just for a little bit today, and I know I'm not going to be able to finish this message. We'll continue this again next week. But Abraham, he entered into a new season, and many of his experiences we can use to prepare us with knowledge of what happens and what to do when you enter into a new season. Now, I want to begin by saying this. Listen, folks, we need to pray every day. Spend time with God every single day. You need to put that on your calendar. You need to put that in your schedule that if you can, before you do anything, you actually schedule some time to be with God in prayer, some time to read the scriptures, and then later on to actually study the scriptures. You should have at least one day that you take some time from the day and fast a meal or so. You can fast as long as you want, but I'm just saying, I'm trying to set you up for this year to understand that you will have spiritual opposition. And the way that we fight the enemy is not the way we fight human beings. It's in the realm of the spirit. So all of these things we must do with the Lord to prepare ourselves for spiritual warfare. Now, as we begin to talk about the things that we must do as we enter into a new season, we're all there right now, we need to understand that God will require us to leave the past behind. And this is a big challenge for many people because we just left the last year. And there were 12 months and a lot of things happened. You know, one of the biggest problems is people carry the pain and the many experiences that they have even had from childhood, from year to year, to year to year, to year to year, which always influences the new season. And that is the reason why you'll find out that they have not really accomplished all that God has for them. There's something broken inside of them where they can't get beyond the things of the past. But you need to understand that God requires that each of us leave the past behind as we enter into this new season. Genesis chapter 12 and 1, we're talking about Abraham. God spoke to Abraham about this. He said, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. Listen, folks, to pursue your future, you must leave your past behind. I'm going to keep on saying it and keep on saying it because you have to do it. You can't enter into a new season with one foot in the past. Now, most of us have already moved from the place we were born. How many of you have moved from the place you were born, the city you were born? Let me see. From the house you were born. I think that's everybody here. I didn't see you raise your hand, Tammy, but I know you did. So I'll call you out now. I'm looking at all y'all. I'll call you out. Now, I can't see you on Periscope, but you know what? God can show me who you are. Don't turn it off. Don't worry about it. Most of us have already moved from where we were born, and it's brought us to this place today. And that's because we entered into a new season. See, God requires that we break up with our past to receive the blessings for the future. You have to do it. You must do it. You know what? The confusion in people's lives relate to bringing the past memories, the past experiences, the past practices, even some unforgiveness, into the next season of their lives. I'm trying to save you some stress and some strangeness. Because if you don't leave your past behind, it is not going to be the future that God planned for you. And here you are looking for blessings. You're looking for prosperity. You're looking for favor. But you are toting that old past behind you. You've got to leave it behind you.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve. Each of us have a prophetic destiny. The Bible says the Lord called me before my birth. From within the womb, he called me by my name. Each of us was born to serve a divine purpose. God is the only one qualified to guide your life. He is the only one who knows the future. In Isaiah 46 and 9, it says, for I alone am God. I am God and there is none like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens, and everything I plan will come to pass. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that is alive is worth the drive. Come discover how to discover your real purpose.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
God requires that we all break up with our past so that we can lay hold of our future. Now, in Genesis 2, it goes on to say what God's reward would be if we left the past behind. He said to Abraham, I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing. Now, this is the thing, folks. You have to allow God to reposition your life for blessing. Because when you really think about this, God was telling Abraham to leave everybody and everything he knew. His job, his relatives, his friends, his in-laws, his outlaws, all of the people around him. God said, get away from them and go to where I'm sending you. Which means he had to start all over again. No job security. He had to lean on the Lord. In fact, the Bible says, he did not even tell him where he was going. He had to get up by faith and let God reposition his life for the blessings that God had in store for him. Listen, folks, sometimes when God is repositioning you, it looks like you're starting from the beginning all over again. Uh-oh. He moves you into the new, but you find yourself coming in at the bottom level again. Whatever you work your way up to when you move many times, that's not the same job you get. That's not the same house you have. It's not the same situation you were in. It's supposed to be a promotion, but it looks like a demotion. You have to have faith in God to allow him to reposition you for success. Look at the person next to you and say, just ask him this question. Are you willing to allow God to reposition you for success? See, this is a big question. See, some people say, I just want to keep what I got. I know what I got. Going to that other place, doing this other thing, I don't know what I'm going to get. I know what I got. See, if you want to go into the new season that God has for you, you've got to let go of the past and let God reposition you for the future. Now, the good news is that God will protect your purpose and your destiny if you follow him into your new season. See, there will be nothing that is able to defeat you. Now, why am I saying this? Listen, new seasons are all about faith. You have got to have faith in God, trust in God, that it's going to all work out. So, I'm not just talking about not being a pessimist. I'm talking about walking in faith. I'm talking about having a true relationship with God where you trust him. Where regardless of what you see going on around you that could really cause you some great concern, you say, God has got this. This is all right. You know what? Don't understand it, but I'm with God. He's with me. It's always been all right. He's never fully told me everything that he's doing, but it always works out for my good. I'm all right with this. See, you need to understand that when you enter into a new season and you allow God to position you, that he is protecting your purpose and destiny. In verse 3, it says, the Lord says, I will bless those who bless you. And I will curse those who curse you. In other words, anyone who comes against you, they're coming against me. There's a verse in the Bible that says that those who come against you are coming against the apple of God's eye. That's his pupil. That's like, if they come against you, it's like them trying to put their finger in God's eye. Many people have lost not just a hand, but an arm. Maybe even half their body for trying to put a finger in God's eye. You can't do that and walk away. See, God is saying, I will bless those who bless you. I will curse those who curse you. And then he says these words, and you will be a blessing to all of the families of the earth. He's talking to Abraham in this way, folks. But you need to always understand that your prophetic purpose always includes blessing other people. Jesus said, I didn't come into the world to be served. I came to serve others. For those of you who don't serve, newsflash, that's why you're here. You're here to serve. Jesus said, as the Father has sent me, I've sent you. He sent me to serve. He sent you to serve. You've got to serve. You've got to serve others because that's your prophetic purpose. Now, the next thing that you must do that Abraham did not do, unfortunately for Abraham, is you must leave your lot behind. You must leave Lot behind. I began by telling you that God said, get away from all of your loved ones, your relatives, leave that place and go. Now, he was married to Sarah, so he wasn't saying, leave your spouse behind. Listen, God will never tell you to leave your spouse behind for all of you who may want to do that. God is never saying, get rid of your spouse and follow me. He's not ever saying that. It's not biblical. You got that? So you can't use that one. You can use something else, but you can't use that. Okay? So Sarah was to come with Abraham, but not Lot, who was his nephew, his brother's son. Probably his brother had passed away, and it was his responsibility at that point to take Lot with him. But God was very specific. God said, don't take any of your relatives with you. Verse 4 says, so Abraham departed as the Lord had spoken with him. Listen, and Lot. Don't you love that when you do the will of the Lord, but then there's and I did this. That really means you weren't not obedient. When you do what God tells you to do and then there's an and, means that you disobeyed God, and that's exactly what Abraham did. It goes on to say, and Abraham was 75 years old when he departed from Haran where he lived, and he took Sarah his wife and Lot his brother's son. Now listen, Lot represents whatever you think you can't let go of in your new season. That's your lot, because the Lord already told you, you've got to cut your ties with things, with attitudes, with behaviors. You've got to let it go. See, it may be something that's an obligation in your mind, a relationship, a habit, an addiction, something you enjoy, something that hurt you and you despise, and you won't let it go. See, Lot is anyone and anything that can interfere with your spiritual mission in pursuing God's purpose for your life. And this is why God says, you've got to let it all go. You've got to follow me. You've got to break up with your past and the people of your past. In Hebrews 12 and 1, it says, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. This is written to Christians. It says, and then let us run with endurance the race that God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. In other words, to do the things that God asks us to do, we've got to go to the Lord and say, help. This is so hard to do, Lord, but you can help me.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We're so grateful for your continued support and listenership. If you've been blessed by our ministry, we humbly ask that you consider helping us keep this daily broadcast on the air by making a donation. Your contribution will make all the difference. To give, simply visit our website at aplacetogrow.org. Every gift helps us continue spreading the message of hope and encouragement. May God richly bless you, and we look forward to being with you again tomorrow. Today's message is titled, What to Do in a New Season. This is part one. Now Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings. And he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance, and I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. And you put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time, and you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season, and I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need we find in you, and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We hope you were touched by today's message. We're honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.